You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. This week, we asked our community, listeners and online, about how you save money on groceries. And here's what you had to say.
Hi, my name is Liz, and I'm from Arlington, Massachusetts. My tip for hacking grocery stores is don't go shopping when you're hungry. It's the number one rule in our house.
Hey, Marketplace. This is Dylan in San Francisco. And my grocery store tip is to pull from the back of the shelf for things like bread, meat, poultry, and eggs. Most people pull from the front, which is where stores stock the items that will expire the soonest. So pulling from the back is a great way to buy you a few more days or even up to a week of shelf life.
Hello, my name is Janae Adams. If you're truly trying to save on groceries, have a common list of grocery items that you buy every month for your household. And then find the store or stores that offer those items for the best price. Now, if you stay with what is usual for your household, you will save hundreds, even thousands of dollars a year in groceries. Go for the inexpensive food items, and that those items will allow you to make meals that will leave you with multiple nights of leftovers. Take, for example, spaghetti. When we were paying off $48,000 in 2.5 years, we ate a lot of spaghetti. And my last tip is, everyone knows not to go to the grocery store hungry, but just in case you find yourself getting hungry while you're at the grocery store, go to the produce or the cheese section where there are always samples to eat. Eat a couple to help you get through the rest of the grocery trip, and you still won't overspend.
In part, we asked because the cost of food is rising. You might really notice it if you buy meat. The drought has really pushed prices up by more than 9% this year. But we also heard from a lot of you who just like to exercise control over your grocery bills. It's like clocking your own personal victory. Kristen Wong shares that passion. She's a personal finance writer for 2 Cents, Life Hacker, and Brokopedia. Welcome to Marketplace Weekend.
Thank you.
Do not shop hungry seems to be common. But there's also some stuff about, you know, looking for discounted items, things that can stretch. I'm curious what your tips are on saving for groceries.
Yeah, I think the looking for things that stretch is a really good tip. I like Janae's tip about having kind of a grocery list that you follow each week. I call that my backup grocery list because sometimes I'm too lazy to meal plan. So I have like a backup grocery list in my phone. So that's like beans and lentils, of course. It's like the frugal go-to. You know, rice, tofu, mushrooms are usually on my list, potatoes, sweet potatoes. A lot of saving money on groceries is just not wasting food. You know, we waste, as a country as a whole, we waste like hundreds of billions of dollars worth of food each year. Harvard did a study on that last year, is where I got that figure from. They released a study, at least. Their point was that a lot of it is based on bad expiration dates. So, you know, not that I don't follow the expiration dates, but there's a cool website that I like to use for that called eatbydate.com. And they tell you the, quote, true expiration dates of different foods.
So, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, you know, of course, you don't want to eat spoiled food, but we're kind of on the other extreme where we're throwing away so much perfectly good food. And that can be a big waste of money.
You've written about shopping as a child in Asian grocery stores with your mom, and I think you have also talked about other unorthodox places to look for deals. Tell me about those.
Yeah, you know, my mom, we're Chinese, so my mom called it the Chinese store. We would go to the Hong Kong food market. It's kind of hit or miss because some stuff I've noticed, it might depend on your location too, but here in LA I've found that there's some stuff that's actually more expensive when I go to the, you know, ethnic markets or whatever you want to call them. Some of the things that I find are cheaper at the, what my mom would call the Chinese store, are produce items usually.
There's often a tension between nutrition and rock bottom price. How do you navigate that?
I think that that's actually a myth. A lot of people say that healthy eating healthier is more expensive. I don't find that to be true. I think there are, like those staples that I mentioned, mushrooms, lentils, beans, rice, those things are usually not that pricey. They're cheaper than the prepackaged meals you get. Anything that you cook fresh is usually going to be cheaper.
And you can. So it just takes planning?
It just takes meal planning, yeah. And those things you can freeze when they're on sale and then use them at a, you know, buy them when they're on sale and they're in season and then freeze them and then use them at a later date.
There's also a lot of pretty cool technology that you have written about. Walk me through some of the stuff that's out there. Some of this really blew my mind.
Well, yeah, that's my favorite thing. It's kind of just using tech to automate my grocery saving so I don't have to think about it too much. I'll just start with this website called Supercook that I am a big fan of. I don't know why it's not more popular. I've been using it all the time for the past 2 years. Which is when I discovered it. And you know how people say, like, oh, to save money on groceries, you should Iron Chef your leftovers, which is basically taking all of the leftovers you have from the week and just coming up with a crazy meal based on those leftovers, which is really fun. But I'm not creative when it comes to that stuff. So I use Supercook, and you can put your ingredients in there, tell them what you have in your pantry, your kitchen, your refrigerator, and they will give you a list of meals that you can make with just those ingredients. It's pretty cool. And then there is an app called Locavore that I think is pretty cool. It tells you what produce is in season and likely to be on sale.
There is an aspect to this grocery hacking, if you want to call it that, that doesn't seem just to be about money. I feel like people almost get a little high, like it's a scavenger hunt when they do this successfully. What do you think that's about?
I don't know. I think it's just human nature. It's like our hunting instinct, you know? We don't have to hunt anymore, maybe. So when we find a good deal, we feel like we accomplished something. I don't know. At least that's what it feels like to me. Because I do get a little bit of a rush when I find something that's a really good deal and I feel like I need to tell everybody about it. But but I guess that's where it comes from. It's just, you know, the small feeling of accomplishment.
What is out there that you're not a fan of? I gather you are not a coupon clipper.
You know, I used to be a coupon clipper, and everybody kind of like in the like personal finance blogging community, it seems like it's very much divided between people who like to do these super frugal things like coupon clipping and then people who are like very much against it and think it's a complete waste of time, which I understand, because being frugal is about valuing your time too. So you don't want to do things that take up so much of your time that's not worth it. So if you watch like extreme couponers, I spend 40 hours a week clipping coupons, and yeah, you save $100 on groceries, but is that really worth your time?
Kristen Wong is a personal finance writer for 2 Cents, Brokopedia, and Life Hacker. Thanks for sharing your grocery hacks.
Oh, thank you so much.